Hey there, welcome to the Reading Project podcast, where I help you build stronger readers one episode at a time. I'm Ashley, and your reading tutor. My experience as an online tutor, classroom teacher, and the mother of a reluctant reader has allowed me to bring a fun and effective approach to building stronger and more confident readers. I created the Reading Project after working with dozens of families in my business that needed support in helping their readers at home. I want parents and caregivers to know that you don't have to be a teacher to help your struggling reader. I'm here to help with book suggestions, homework tips and tricks, tools and ideas for tackling reading, writing, and spelling work at home. I am on a mission to help you develop a culture of literacy and a love of stories with your children. Let's do it. Hey everyone, it's Ashley here and your reading tutor, and I'm really excited to be here for another episode of The Reading Project. So thank you so much for joining me. Today we're going to talk about virtual book clubs. So I want you to think for a minute of a time when you read something that was so juicy and so amazing that you just had to share it with a friend. Maybe it was an article you forwarded or a book you recommended, but you were so engaged with that passage, with that story, that you wanted to talk about it. That's what we want for our kids when it comes to reading, right? We want them to become so wrapped up in the story that they can't wait to share it with someone. I know as an adult, I participated in a teacher's book club. I did a book club, like a dinner book club with friends where we try to have the dinners sort of a theme around the book. And I regularly swap books with my mom or other friends. So there's just a culture of reading in my life. And I want that for my kids, right? Don't we all? So I love it when my son is so engaged with the story that it spills over into his life and he's, you know, making the setting from that story in his Minecraft game or during his art time, he's drawing characters from the books he's reading. You know, I really think we can achieve this through virtual book clubs and through conversations, book conversations with our kids. I still remember one of the very first book clubs I ever participated in college. And I remember sitting around in those big, cozy, overstuffed chairs, you know, questioning characters' choices and making predictions about upcoming chapters and feeling rather sophisticated. It kind of makes me laugh now. But I definitely have some great memories of book clubs. And even now, I'm participating in a virtual book club this year around the Bridgerton series, because if you've watched Bridgerton on Netflix, it's a really fun series, and it was actually a book first. There's a whole series of novels. I think there's 8 of them. So that's a really fun connection. You know, when you can connect a book and a movie, that would make a great book club theme to do with your kids, is the book versus the movie. So I just think that we can create a safe place for our students, for our kids to engage with texts in a social way with their peers, right? We can facilitate great conversations with our children to help them to develop a love of reading, a love of stories, and at the same time, they're going to be building key literacy concepts in a fun way so they won't even know they're learning, right? And we can even foster connections and friendships with cousins and family members and classmates and people even around the world. If you want to try to connect, create a book club with people from other parts of the country, it's just a really cool way to create connection and you know, give kids a sense of belonging and community, which I think we all need right now. When your child participates in a book club, I think it's a really good opportunity for them to also participate in discussion and to learn how to agree or disagree respectfully. I think so many children are struggling right now with an educational backslide, and I'm certain we're all going to recover from this, right? I'm really hopeful about the future, but I think that creating a book club and starting a book club with your kids is just a really great way to sort of fight back on that, right? We don't have to say that it's just going to be a total backslide, but we can work towards helping them stay on top of their comprehension skills and their critical thinking skills. So I think when you're doing a virtual book club, it's a great idea to use a video conferencing tool like Zoom or Google Meet, something you're comfortable with. And probably you want to meet, you know, anywhere from once a week to once a month, right? It kind of depends on the age of the kids that you're working with and sort of what the group's focus is, how long the books are. And I would meet for around 30 to 45 minutes at a time. There probably should be one adult close by, right, to keep the group focused and the pace of the conversation moving along. Sometimes kids get off task or get stuck, right? And again, that's going to depend on the age group that is in the book club. But for the most part, there's going to need to be at least one group and one adult involved in each session, each book club session. So it's important to make sure everyone gets a turn to share and a turn to discuss their thoughts, ask questions. Depending on the age and the ability of the readers, the kids, again, you might be more or less involved. And I would say probably around 4 to 6 kids and 4 to 6 parents per group is a pretty good size. And then you want to make sure you have some way to connect with each other in between live sessions. So maybe a private Facebook group or a chat thread or email, some way for you to stay in touch and share things in between sessions. Okay, so you've got your group established and you've set your times, when you're going to meet and how long. So for your first session, you want to make sure you spend a few minutes at the beginning of each session answering some comprehension questions. Nothing too intense, but it's just a great way to keep readers accountable to the reading that you've committed to each week or each month. So I would keep those comprehension questions, things that can be answered right in the text, right? So they can go back to page 5 and read about, you know, where the story takes place or something like that. And just let everyone share their favorite parts from the last week's reading or anything that really surprised them about what they were reading. And just facilitate that book discussion around making predictions, you know, asking the students what were they wondering about as they were reading. Encourage them to make connections between books they've read before or things that have happened to them. Oh, do you remember the time when you went on this trip and you had the same experience as the character, right? So you're trying to get them to really connect and relate to the story. And you want to try to include questions that are going to get kids to open up their book again and go back and reread certain parts of the text. So I'm going to be sharing more about the kinds of questions at the end, because I actually have a really awesome free ultimate guide to starting a virtual book club that you can download. And it has a whole page of different kinds of comprehension question stems that you can use when you're running your book club. So then once you've gone through, you know, your discussion time, it's a good idea to spend a few minutes at the end of your session, maybe sharing book recommendations, making sure everyone knows what's going to be read before the next session, when the next session is meeting. And that would be a really fun time to offer some extension activities. So my favorite kind of extensions are cooking activities, you know, our art, music, writing activities. I love when we can cook something that's related to the book. Last summer, I ran this great summer camp and we read Horton Hears a Who. And then we made like these elephant biscuits. You know, it was really fun. Things like that. Or we have a Harry Potter cookbook for when we're reading Harry Potter. So cooking activities are great. I think a really fun extension could be having the students create Spotify playlists, either for the book as a whole or for a specific character. They can create a new cover, design new cover art for their book. That's super fun. Or just imagine a different ending, right? And have them write an alternative ending to the book. So those are just some ideas. And again, in my freebie, there's a whole page of extension activities. So what do you think? Are you ready? You ready to start a book club for your kids? So if you are ready, you've got to check out my free ultimate guide to starting a virtual book club. I'm going to share the link in the show notes. It's totally free. You'll get 8 steps for starting a book club, how to run your book club in 5 easy steps. You'll get a page of icebreakers and some extension activities, as well as the comprehension question stems. So if you're not sure exactly what kinds of questions to be asking during the book club, this will give you some ideas to get you started. And also, a lot of books, depending on the age group, like if you're working with middle school, you know, late elementary, middle, high school kids, the books they're reading often come with book club guides, or you can find them online. So definitely check for that. But if you're not able to find something, those question stems can definitely get you started. All right. So I hope you're pumped up about this, and make sure that you let me know you're listening. Seriously, makes my day. I'd love to know that you're listening and what your personal experience has been with book clubs. And if you've ever participated in a book club for kids, make sure that you share on Instagram and tag me at Reading Tutor Ashley, and, you know, keep reading. Thanks so much for listening. And if you know anyone who might be interested in joining us and listening in on my podcast, I would love for you to share it. And I'd also love to connect with you on social. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest. All my links are in the show notes. Make sure you head over to my website at www.yourreadingtutor.com to sign up for my newsletter so you'll be notified when new episodes come out and any new promotions or services that I'm offering. You can also find my free signature 3-step reading reward system on my website. You'll be able to download it and just get started right away, helping your struggling reader to reach their potential. Keep reading. See you next time.